Young drivers are to be limited to carrying no more than one passenger between 11 o'clock at night and 6 a.m. in the morning under proposed changes to the law. Other proposals include a six-month mandatory learning period, removal of the 45-mile-per-hour restriction so lessons can take place on the motorway, and the extension of driving restrictions for 24 months instead of the current 12 after passing the test. So, is this a good idea? Frank Shivers and Lada Sharma with us to paint this morning. Good idea, Lada?
I think it's an excellent idea. Excellent idea. I mean, young drivers, we all were one at once and at one time. And why are young drivers more at risk? Well, the research is out there that we were naturally overconfident. We're not great at assessing hazards. There's various things. Drink and drug driving is not wearing your seatbelt. Yeah. Mobile phones. The list goes on. So, yes, all these amendments are not a big deal, and it should be something that we should amend according to where we are today.
So you think this is a good idea. And by the way, when we talk about young drivers, we're talking about these proposals are for drivers under the age of 24.
Yeah.
So don't you think this is incredibly patronising to adults, to young adults? Can you imagine if we start putting restrictions on 30 or 40 year olds? Or how about applying the same restrictions to 70 and 80 year olds?
Listen, you know,
if they're an adult, if they're out working, if they're paying their taxes, if they can get married, if they can fight in the army, and yet we're going to start telling them now that there's essentially a curfew on their driving.
Do you know what, Stephen? That is a load of rubbish.
Is
Everybody
it really?
Throws up. Yes, it is. Every time we have a discussion about someone who's young, people throw up these, they can get married, they can join the army, blah, 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 blah. This is nothing to do with that issue. You have to look at the facts. Young drivers between the age of 17 and 24 years old, according to the Brake Road Safety Charity, are at a much higher risk of crashing than older drivers. Drivers aged between 17 and 19 make up 1.5% of the UK licence holders, but are involved in 9% of fatal and serious crashes. Now, what's that got to do with whether you can join the army or get married? What a rubbish. If you're going to make
comparisons... Here's what it's got to do with it. It's about treating adults like adults. So you look at a 22, 23-year-old and you start restricting their freedoms as taxpaying citizens in this country. Is it any wonder that young people sometimes get frustrated by older people like you?
No, how dare you call me older?
Listen, you.
Of course I am. But I was also young one time. I passed my driving test at, I think it was about 18 or 19. Now, whether we like it or not, inexperience is an issue in this. And there's nothing wrong with extending a few and making a few amendments to these rules. It really doesn't make a big deal. And it's absolutely nothing to do with anybody, whether they're patronising. This is not about patronising. This is about safety. This is about fatalities on the road. Who causes the most fatalities on the road?
Frank?
Well, Stephen, I think you've made the argument for me there. It is very patronising to young people who possibly save up, and the majority of their money would go on their car. I mean, if you're talking about statistics, statistically, people in their 60s and 70s are more likely to have a heart attack. Should they be banned from driving then? Because statistically, they could have an accident.
Yeah, but Frank, as Lana said, it is about experience, though, isn't it? We all know as drivers that experience counts for an awful lot. And the bottom line, Frank, is... when you are at those early ages, you don't have the experience, you haven't made the mistakes, and therefore, maybe for your own safety and the safety of others, you should have restrictions put upon you.
No, I think it's down to education, Stephen, rather than legislation. And I really get frustrated when people bring out this, you know, they legislate for the crimes of the minority and the majority are hit. Yes, statistically, young drivers, and obviously they don't have a lot of experience. But they gain that experience. It's like every learning thing. And I would actually argue that the training... I mean, when I did my driving licence 30 years ago, the training... I mean, you drove around Ladestrive for 25 or 35 minutes. done an emergency stop, and you got your ticket. You didn't have to do a written test. You didn't have to do all these lessons. So I would argue that probably younger drivers are a lot safer on the roads than what they were in my day.
Well, is that the case then? So why are the statistics showing that drivers aged between 17 and 19, for example, who only make up 1.5% of UK licence holders, but are involved in 9% of fatal and serious crashes?
Are you just going by feeling? No. What I'm going by is what's right and proper. Why should you legislate? Where does this stop? I mean, do we stop pubs because people get cirrhosis of the liver?
Again, you're going off track.
I mean,
it's the nanny state. It's rubbish. It's not doing a nanny state. Listen, if there's one person who does not approve of a nanny state,
hold on.
Well, if Olivia let me speak, I mean, my goodness. Young people pass their tests and they pass their written tests. They are deemed competent to drive on our roads. There we are. Now, if what you're saying is that they're not competent to drive on our roads, then something needs to be done with a test.
Listen,
okay, let me bring in Barry in Belfast. Morning, Barry.
Being a young person,
and
you have issues.
Hold on, Lara. Morning, Barry.
I just want to say Lara's point there about these young drivers involved, you know, in 9% of the serious accidents. Does that not mean they're not involved in 91%, 10 times
more? Well, of course it does, but it still shows that it's down to experience.
Here's Dylan in Crossgar. Morning, Dylan.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
All right. So you're what, 23?
I'm 23, coming 24 in July.
How do you feel about
this?
Happy birthday. I think it's ridiculous because, you know...
Remember, these are proposals at this stage.
Yes, I know. Well, I've been driving for now coming 6 years, and 5 years it is, and I haven't... Never had an accident. I'm careful on the road. I grew up on a farm, learned how to drive, but for a curfew to be on for a young person, you need to take into consideration if they were to have a job doing night shift, things like that. There should be different things.
Well, now, the young person can still drive. This restriction is a restriction from carrying more than one passenger who is aged 14 to 20.
Right, okay.
But you can carry family members.
Yes.
There's a load of exemptions to it. So it's a nonsense to even put that in, to be honest, because there's that many exemptions. The young person can get around it anyway.
Under the proposals, drivers under the age of 24 will be restricted from carrying more than one passenger who's aged 14 to 20 for the first 6 months post-test. The restriction will only apply between 11 o'clock at night and 6 a.m. In the morning. So, they're essentially trying to stop young people packing out the car with their mates and going out racing, Dylan.
Well, some of that...
Young people aren't stupid. But we just have to appreciate that there are issues that young people, you know, there's risk factors when they carry passengers, for example. They're four times more likely to, you know, die in a crash when carrying young passengers than when they were driving alone. You know, there's wee things like that you have to look at.
Here's Andy and Derry.
Driving at night.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Stephen. No, I just wanted to say, like, you were talking about experience there. What about young professional drivers? I've been a HGV driver since the age of 18. I'm entrusted to drive a 62-foot long lorry that's 11 cars on it. What about, I have friends that are under 24 that are taxi drivers in Derry. I would nearly argue that we have more experience than a lot of people twice our age.
I didn't think of taxi drivers. I thought it would be if you were under 24.
And you can't collect somebody that's between the ages of 14 and 20 at the
that's
end of
an
the
interesting
night.
Point.
It's a really interesting point. Interesting points come up with the Nolan Show all the time. Thank you very much, Lana. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.